Well, let's start at the beginning a little bit. I want you to talk to me about how you came to work at Much Music, originally.
Yeah, man. Well, I was studying at university physical education, and they had this contest back in 1993 to become a temp, a Much Music temporary employee, I guess, for the summer months. I entered that contest, but I didn't put a lot into it. Like, I sent a fax in. I didn't give it a lot of thought. Obviously didn't win because my entry wasn't at all exciting or it didn't stand out. So the next year they did it. I made sure I put a lot of effort into my my entry. It was final exam time. I went into my parents' basement and I stayed there for a couple of weeks just working on my art for this entry. And long story short, they liked what I came up with. We only had 25 words or less back then to explain to the Much Music brass why we wanted that job as the temp. And they luckily liked my entry, and the rest is history.
Well, and it's funny, I've always wondered about that, and I'm sure back in the day it was probably explained, but I was always wondering whether you just kind of fell into that nickname or whether it was predetermined. So that's
Yeah, it was the contest name, and I guess when I stuck around at Much after that 2 month period was over with, one of my very first paying gigs at Much, well, they called me back to fill in for the Much Music receptionist who was on a leave for like 2 or 3 months. So they asked me if I wanted to come, because I would have done anything there, and I did almost everything there before becoming a DJ. But I would take messages for whoever it was I was taking messages for, and I would sign the name Rick the Temp. And so I guess it really stuck behind the scenes and when I wasn't on air. And when I finally went on air in early 1996, it was just a great handle, Master T had his handle, others had their thing going at the song. So they just thought Rick the Temp works. And so we ran with it for a while.
Prepping for this interview and stuff, there's so many things that kind of come flashing back a little bit. I mean, the one of them obviously is that very familiar bottom floor of the Chum building in Toronto. I mean, open air, open to the public, I mean, that must have been an incredibly dynamic but also distracting place to conduct interviews or just try to keep focus, wasn't it?
No doubt about it. It was both, all of the above. We loved the fact that, we can open up these windows and we're on the street. Or we can bring people in to be part of the live audience. But you're right, when we had bands in there or when we were trying to conduct interviews, it was Queen and John in downtown Toronto. So everything and anything could happen, and it always did. That's what made for magical live TV back then, I think. Yes. Like, we loved when that stuff happened. We loved when people would yell in from the street, say a comment, ask a question, do whatever. That was, it was electric. It was live, and we loved every minute of it.
Well, now, and this is building on that. I mean, it's a bit of a loaded question, but I mean, when you think back to your time at Much, I mean, what moments stand out for you?
Well, that's definitely because I was so into music back then. So obviously, when the bands came in, like they all came because Much Music was a big stop for them, either promoting the album or, when they had a show that night. So obviously for me, it was interviewing the bands. I'll never forget that. Like, being a fan of the bands growing up as a teenager, and now I'm getting to interview the same people. Like, every day for me was a pinch me moment, because I never expected to have a job like that. I was going to follow in my older sibling's footsteps and become a teacher. But now I'm this Much Music DJ who gets to not only, interview the bands, I get to hang out with the bands, I get to go see their shows that night. So, it was heaven for me. It really was. So, the number one thing for me was getting to meet the bands and interview the bands, for sure.
Well, and I'm going to date myself a little bit on this, but I miss Much Music. I genuinely do. I miss being able to sit down in front of the TV any time of day, and as you kind of channel surf, you could put it on Much and just sort of lose yourself in, videos, check out other artists, interviews, new videos, I mean, what do you think? Is it me just waxing nostalgic, or could something like that, like a music-based programming channel, ever work again?
Well, it was definitely a Canadian staple, as kids coming home from school, whether it was elementary school, high school, you know, I would put Much Music on. I would watch it all the time. Yeah. It was almost like, and we always said, like, you know, Steve and Erica and Michael Williams, they were our babysitters when we got home from school. You know, we just put Much Music on, and our parents never had to worry about it. You know, we were there, glued to our TVs.
Right.
So, yeah, it was definitely a magical time when Much existed. It was a simpler time, as we all know. Now we're so oversaturated with everything in every walk of life, and there's just so many things hitting us from every angle. So I like you, Todd. I like the simpler times when we didn't have to do much thinking. We just you know, something was there for us, and it was the perfect thing. So yeah, it was definitely a moment in time. And when I started in the mid-90s, it was already a well-established machine for 10 years prior to me getting there. And I believe, you know, the 10 years after I left, in my mind, it started becoming a different place, because it wasn't about, or wasn't as much about the music anymore and the music videos. It was more about the pop culture, reality shows, and less about the music, which is the reason I signed up for in the first place.
Yeah. And I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think it is just, you know, looking back, you know, earlier in your life, and you kind of are nostalgic about that. And it probably just doesn't really translate to, you know, today's day and age. Right. So,
yeah, I don't think the young generation growing up these days knows the impact that Much Music had on our generation. It was the go-to channel as a Canadian kid growing up. And if you were into music, if you were into pop culture in a way too, because what we saw in these music videos was a lot, you know, depending on the artist. But it was a special time. It was a special place. And it's so good to see it all coming back in Sean's documentary. And then obviously the tour that's going to be going across Canada as well this fall. We're pretty excited to get out there and chat with the viewers from back in the day and just relive some magical moments with them.
Well, right, and speaking of that, I mean, what compelled you to get involved with the Much Music Experience Tour?
Well, those 11 years from 1994 to 2005 were huge in my life. Like, those were probably the biggest years of my life. Like, just leaving university, you know, stepping into this magical world of television, surrounded by passionate, you know, music lovers every day. When Sean reached out to me to be part of the documentary, I said, yeah, I would love to share my side of the story. You know, there's 10 of us that are telling our story, everyone from Steve Anthony to Strombo to Mike Williams, Erica M., Sukin Lee, Bill Belichka, Nemagenny. I think Monica is a part of it, obviously.
Yeah.
Mike Campbell, myself. So we just wanted to get involved telling our little piece of the story. And I think it's a combination of all our stories that make it so special, because we all spent some great years there at different times throughout the decades. And when Sean reached out to me, it was just a no-brainer. You know, it was a big 11 years of my life, and I didn't want to miss out on the opportunity of telling my story.
What can people expect if they attend?
I think as Sean was explaining it to me, now Sean's the director of the doc, he was saying it's going to be an intimate interactive with the VJ. So we'll screen the film, the documentary, in the chosen city. I believe there's 13 or 14 across Canada, including Calgary, on November 1st. And we'll all screen the movie together. And then we'll the VJs that are in attendance will get up on stage, and it'll be like a Q&A, like an I&I, like a Live at Much type setup, with us answering questions all night long as it takes, because it has been so long since Much has made that huge impact on our lives. So I'm willing to stay all night long answering all sorts of questions if that's what it takes. And I will be touching down on every city. I want to meet all the people that watched us growing up. And it's going to be a pretty big deal.
Well, now finally, you know, just to kind of divert a little bit, but what has life been like for you since your Much Music days? What have you been up to?
Yeah, I left Much, you know, I started having babies, so you know, you can't be a Much Music VJ and have babies.
Well, yeah.
I made the transition over to more of an entertainment world. So ET Canada, I did for 12 seasons after leaving Much in Toronto. And then after that came to an end in 2017, I had two more kids. So I had three boys all together. And so I was a bit of a Mr. Mom for that the year of 2018, because my wife still had her full-time job in Toronto. We had made the move to Burlington, closer to my roots in Hamilton. That's where I grew up. And then, you know, a couple years went by. I tried my hand at some morning radio, but, you know, getting up at 3:30 a.m. every morning was tough on my body. It took a toll on my body. So I gave that up. I gave it up earlier this year in January. And I've been doing a lot of hosting at gigs and emceeing stuff and social media, brand partnerships, keeping very busy, but I have a lot of time, a lot of quality family time, and I get a lot of downtime to do, you know, the non-work stuff as well. It's a nice balance.
Yeah, well, I think becoming a parent, you really realize just how, I don't know if you realize how important it is until you have the kids.
Yeah.
And then you're just my God, you know, it quickly becomes the most important thing you ever did.
It really does. We're not the center of the universe anymore. Our kids are, and it's all about our children. They're the priority, and we're trying to be the best parent we can.
Yeah, and three boys. I have one boy, and it's. I have one boy and two girls, and the boy is way more work.
Yeah.
So I give you a lot of credit.
Well, listen, I've never been fortunate enough to have a little girl, but the three boys, it's, you know, my three sons, it's an amazing world.
Yeah.
My oldest is now 18. I remember Noah was 6 months old when I said goodbye that night on Much On Demand. And he's been along for the ride through the latter days of Much, through ET Canada, through my social media career. And he's just a great kid, as are my other two little guys, Jack and Harrison.
Jeez. Well, I think we've learned anything here between parenthood and Much Music is that time flies, and
it really does.
But well, I thank you for taking this time, Rick. I really appreciate it. I'm really looking forward to the show in November. It's going to be a little wintry out here, but
I hope you like it. I hope everyone likes it. Sean dedicated so many thousands of hours to this project, and what he came up with. Because I went down to Austin, South by Southwest, to actually go screen the world premiere, and I was honored to be there. I laughed, I cried, I learned a lot. I think that's what we're all going to get from this documentary. It's a very special 2 hours.